Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where sometimes we try not to be equal. Today's topic is slide into sliding scale. Recently, I went to a movie that cost $7.50. I didn't argue or bargain with the theater about the price. I paid what everyone else did to see the film. With few exceptions, we all pay the same amount for a product or service. This seems fair, but workers in the U.S. make hugely different amounts of money, even though we may all work equally hard. There's something wrong here. What we spend for an item is the same, but what we get for our labor, our contribution to the economy, varies a lot. Although equality is one of our cherished values, our economy turns out to be very unequal, and divisions are growing. Despite attempts to raise the minimum wage or even promote what's called a living wage, the gap is widening. Some people get twice or 10 times what a living wage would be per hour. A handful even get 1,000 times more. Local currency systems like Ithaca hours in upstate New York do equalize the value of work. 1 hour, no matter what job you do, is worth the same as any other hour. It's a good model, and one worth repeating in our region as well. And Time Bank or Hours Exchange Networks, there are 4 in Maine and many more in New England, take money out of the equation altogether by giving equal value to equal time. While we work towards these models for equalizing our very unequal economy, we can also look at the other half of the system, the cost of things. Do we all have to pay the same amount for every pair of socks, every film, and every other item or service, or can we have a variety of costs based on how much a person makes and can pay? For example, the group I work with, Resources for Organizing and Social Change, tries to reduce the unfairness of our economy by charging for events based on ability to pay, what we call a sliding scale. Each event lists a range of prices, such as from $10 to $60 or $0 to $20. Sliding scale costs make these events financially accessible, just as a wheelchair ramp and handrails in bathrooms make a facility physically accessible. Flexible pricing sends a clear message that we want people to come and will welcome them, whatever their resources. When events are higher priced, it limits attendance to those who are wealthy or middle class. Economic diversity is lost, so the event loses some of its vitality in attendees. Although it's done much less often, even products like food and clothing with some fixed costs can be priced on a sliding scale. The price range may be less, but it's simple to set several prices or a range for any item. The hard part is getting buyers to understand sliding scale as a pricing system. If a group or business hasn't tried sliding scale, it may seem scary. What if everyone wants to come to an event for nothing? I've never seen that. In my experience, about 2/3 of those coming to an event priced at $0 to $20 will pay $20. About half of the remainder pay less, such as $5 or $10 or $15, and the final small percentage pay nothing. I've advised groups to raise the maximum being charged, so those who do have extra money pay more to support the event. If $20 per person will cover the cost, our sliding scale cost might be $0 to $30 or $5 to $25. Some groups have offered scholarships or work exchange for being able to attend events, but then there are those who can afford to pay and those who have to ask or beg for the scholarship or work option. This is a yucky double standard. Everyone, no matter what their economic status, should be able to contribute based on their ability to pay and to receive something in return. And what better example of this idea in action than membership in community radio? If you believe in paying on a sliding scale basis, you have a perfect opportunity by donating today to community radio. and you'll become a newer renewing member, whether you give $1 or $10 or $100 or $1,000. That's the ultimate in sliding scale. Yes. Call the station today to find out how you can become a member of Community Radio. I'm Larry Danziger, hoping all your economic transactions can be on a sliding scale basis.